Today is the North Iowa News for your Tuesday, December 9th. I'm Chris Berg, in for Mark Pitts. The Floyd County Sheriff's Department put their razors away again last month for their latest efforts to raise money for families battling cancer. Floyd County Sheriff's Office's latest No Shave November campaign collected over $7,600 for the Floyd County Cancer Fund, which helps families defray some of the costs associated with cancer treatment, like food and gas. In a Facebook post, Sheriff Jeff Crook said, quote, "Thank you to everyone for your generosity, support, and making Floyd County a great place to live." Since 2013, the Floyd County Sheriff's Office has raised over $80,500. Cancer Fund donations can be made any time of the year at First Citizens Bank in Cheryl City. USDA Rural Development has awarded almost $400,000 to a pair of North Iowa small business projects, part of loans and grants totaling almost $3.25 million across the state. Henry Coomer, Deputy State Director in Iowa, says throughout the state, cooperatives help unleash innovation and entrepreneurship by passing along project financing to small businesses and ag producers. With funds from the USDA's programs, USDA is continuing to partner with co-ops to support job creation and to promote economic development in rural Iowa. The Dumont Telephone Company, headquartered in Butler County, received a $300,000 grant to provide a loan to Erica and Thalen Bowman, DDS PLC, LC, doing business as White Oak Dental. This loan will help the company purchase a dental practice in Fort Dodge and Webster County. Once completed, this project is expected to promote employment, expand dental care options, and support economic development in the rural community and surrounding areas. The Rockwell Cooperative Telephone Association received a grant of over $80,000 to establish a revolving loan fund, which that project will partially finance the construction of a new fire department and emergency services facility for the Bristow Fire Department. Repayment of this loan will be used for future business and community development loans and will help spur economic development in the rural community of Bristow in Butler County, as well as in the surrounding area. The funding was made through the Rural Economic Development Loan and Grant Program. Main Street, Charles City, is looking for the best chili recipes in town for the upcoming Great Chili Cook-Off, a local tradition since 1996. Designed as a fun way to bring community members together and warm up during the winter months, this year's event is set for Friday, February 13th, and for the first time, the competition is being open to the general public. Community Development Director Mark Wick says, "We usually have a specific target group each year that competes against one another, but every year somebody asks how they could be a participant, so here's your chance. If you think you make the best chili, contact the Main Street Charles City office to have your name submitted for consideration as one of this year's featured chili cooks." Only 8 chili chefs will be selected to compete for the community bragging rights and the coveted Golden Ladle Award. The general public will serve as judges by sampling the different recipes and casting their votes on February 13th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Columbus Club. Participating cooks need to make sure their chili is in a certified commercial kitchen, making their chili in a certified commercial kitchen, which Main Street Charles City can assist in providing, and secure a sponsorship at $200. Each cook will also receive a stipend to use towards the cost of their chili ingredients and be required to make 4 gallons of chili. Wicks adds, because Friday the 13th and the next big day being Valentine's Day, the theme this year will be love at first bite. To throw your hat into consideration for being a chili cook, or if your business would like to be a sponsor, contact Main Street Charles City at 641-228-2335. Operation Christmas Meal will make 3 stops in North Iowa tomorrow. The program is delivered through the Deb and Jeff Hansen Foundation, a community outreach of Iowa Select Farms. Laura Noren says the first stop Wednesday is in Mitchell County.
The idea came up that everyone is in need of a good meal during the holidays. The holidays are a hard time to feel like you're struggling, and we want to make sure that everyone has that good meal to put on the table. And we love to visit the towns, our communities, where our people live and work. And Osage is one of those towns.
Distribution at the Mitchell County Fairgrounds will be from 9 until 10 a.m. Wednesday.
There is no sign-up needed. This is free and no questions asked. No paperwork, no requirements. It's a drive-through event, so you'll stay in your car, and we'll get you through the line in no time. It might look a little daunting, but our employees all come out and volunteer. We've got plenty of people out there helping us get the cars through quickly and get a pork loin for everyone who needs one.
Noren says even those who can't drive should still take advantage.
So if you don't drive, ride with a friend. You guys can both get a pork loin, or if you're in need, bring 2 people in your family. It is just, that's how we make it easy for us to know how many to give out.
And they're ready to give out pork loins. A lot of them.
This year, we'll be giving out 27,000 total pork loins across those 16 communities. And in the past 15 years, we have given out 942,522 pork loins.
Operation Christmas Meal also makes stops tomorrow from noon until 1 at the Butler County Fairgrounds in Allison and from 2 until 3 at the Grundy County Fairgrounds in Grundy Center. For more information, go to iowaselect.com. More news in a minute.